Zvachim Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav 6:6. This Mishnah rounds off what we said before regarding the Chatas Of and Olas Of. And the basic point of this Mishnah is that while there are things that can go wrong to invalidate the offering, once the blood is improperly applied to the wall, just like with Zvachim, so too with birds, so now the other things, if things are not done properly, that still doesn't make the whole offering invalid. Says the Mishnah inside, Lohesir Loas Amuria, Veloas Anotza, Veloas Bnei Me'ayim, Hayotzin Imma. If, when one was bringing the Ola Sa'of, he failed to remove the Muria, so that's the crop, and the crop, Veloas Anotza, that's the feathers that are in front of it that he's supposed to cut out away with the little knife, Veloas Bnei Me'ayim, Hayotzin Imma, those are the other parts of the digestive tract, so we're talking the kurkuman, the gizzard, that would come with it. He's supposed to take those out before he puts it on the fire, but if he didn't, it's not going to be puzzle. Velos fago b'melach, if he failed to salt the offering, the bird, we said both the neck from the head gets salted as well as the body after you split it. It's supposed to be salted. So that's not good, but kol sheshina ba ma'achar shemitza es dama kshera. Any of these changes to what's the proper procedure, which happen after the squeezing the blood, and if it's a chatas, really it'd be both the mitzui, the squeezing, as well as the hazah, the spritzing. But once the blood goes in the mizbeach, and the mitzui is the ikar one, so then when that's done, so then the korban is kosher, and if something is done wrong after that, that's could be a isur doraisa, a failure, whatever it is, but it doesn't make the korban invalid. The korban does what it's supposed to do. And therefore, hivdil b'chatas, if he did separate the head entirely from the chatas, or velohivdil ba'ola, if he failed to separate the head from the body according to Rambam, or at least separate the two samanim, both kana and veshet, for the ola, that would be pasal, that would invalidate the korban, because of course that happens prior to the getting the blood, which goes, you know, squeezed from that neck onto the wall. Mitza dam harosh velo mitza dam haguf. What happens if, we're talking about the ola here, remember we said both there's two mitzuis. First you do the head at the neck, and then you do the body. So if you just did the head but didn't do the body, then psul, that's not valid because the primary one is the body. Mitza dam haguf, if you did squeeze out the blood from the body, below mitza dam baharosh, but if you failed to do it from the head of the bird and the ola, then ksher etzil kosher b'dieved here, because since the requirement is to get most of the blood out, and most of the blood is in the body, not in the head, if one failed through the head, again, that's a failure to do what's proper, but ultimately the korban is still kosher for that ola.